Hello, my name's Christiana and welcome to the Oceanside Community Church podcast. We're a church in Park Salon, Vancouver Island, with a vision to be fully devoted children of God, fully mature in Jesus Christ, and fully alive with the Holy Spirit. We welcome you to join us weekly on this journey. For more information about our church, visit our website at oceansidecommunitychurch.ca or download our mobile app. We pray that you'll be blessed and equipped by today's teaching.
Well, we're excited to begin a new series soon we're pretty sure, the book of John. So we're excited to get back into a Bible, kind of following along the text throughout the spring. And so we'll get there in a few weeks, more word on that. But if you've been around Oceanside for a while, for a few years, hopefully you're somewhat familiar with our vision and our mission statements, as well as our core values. And we follow these closely. But in case you're not, our vision is a family of fully devoted children of God who are fully mature in Jesus Christ and fully alive with the Holy Spirit, living as God intends, loving as God loves. And then our mission, which is what we do, it's kind of how you accomplish that vision or move toward it, is that we engage with the heart of God in holistic worship, we edify the people of God in biblical discipleship, and we embrace the mission of God in our community. And so every year, usually in January, we often take one message to revisit some of these, or one part of these, sort of as just a way to launch into some new endeavors in the year, or to review where we've been, or kind of as a state of the church sort of message. And so this morning we're going to review a little of last year and also look ahead a little bit. And I want to concentrate more on our mission this morning and how we're accomplishing that, and specifically the last line of embracing the mission of God in our community. And so we're, you know, excited for the other things too, how we're engaging the heart of God in holistic worship, meaning how all of life is worship and all of life is an opportunity to partner with God in his kingdom mission. We're especially excited about the steps we're taking to edify the people of God in biblical discipleship as we relaunch our life groups and dive deeper into God's word and discussing the messages in those groups and pray with one another. And we're overall going to be investing more and more in our discipleship ministries with Paul and the expansion of his ministry here. I read a great little article just a few weeks ago from Canadian scholar John Stackhouse, and it was in Faith Today, and actually that current version is out in the lobby by the couches, so you can read this article on the last page. But it's about how, among many other things, the church can or should be known as both a school and a family. Church as school and family, meaning that we are disciples of Christ and also children of God. It's the school of Jesus and the family of God. And he makes the point, you know, it's the two institutions that have become even more valued during COVID, schools and family. And the church, therefore, needs to be a shining example of both of those. The church is a place of learning and also a place of belonging. And it's why it's hard, and for most of church history would have been considered impossible, to be considered a Christian apart from belonging to the church, the family of God, and the school of Jesus, meaning being a disciple, which is not an individual journey, but actually a communal journey together. So that's why our vision is one of a family of fully devoted children of God, fully mature in Jesus Christ, meaning enrolling in the school of Jesus. But kind of back to our mission. So we edify the people of God in biblical discipleship, but I want to focus this morning on this last line, that we embrace the mission of God in our community. And I love how we're growing in this area together. When we wrote this mission statement 5-6 years ago, it was mostly just a dream in our hearts. We weren't really actively doing that much in our community at the time because we were just very small. We were just still discovering who we were as a church family. But let me just highlight five beautiful ways we're engaging the heart of God and embracing his mission in our community, and we're bringing hope and healing to the most vulnerable who God has placed around us. So number one, as you may know, we daily provide breakfast prepared with love at our church for 29 students right now in need of a healthy start to their day. So that's 145 breakfasts a week, about 600 a month, and over 50,000 since the program began in 2016. So that's one of the things we're doing, and that was kind of our first outreach that we launched through really quite a long period of prayer and seeking the Lord. Number two, we provide affordable housing and pay utilities for four low-income families right on our property, which is meeting an urgent need in our community. We're helping single moms and young families and those living on small pensions. We're helping them have an affordable place to live while creating a loving and safe neighborhood to be a part of. And, you know, even at times over the years, some have been unable to afford their rent. And rather than, you know, evict, which would often happen to them out in the community, we've worked on a solution to keep them housed here. And one tenant's recent note to us, somebody who doesn't come to the church, says, "I am so grateful for all of you and the church community." Just this week, another tenant said to me after I wrote this, just happened to say to me this week, "I wouldn't be able to afford to live anywhere else. I'd be out on the street." And so, you know, we do wrestle. I've said this before, kind of maybe at some point we would need to negotiate a higher market value rent. But at the same time, knowing that housing is such a huge need in this area, as long as we, the people of God, are willing to support the church generously with our finances, then we want to continue to be a part of the solution and have that be our priority rather than making profits. And so this is kind of just a behind-the-scenes thing that we do that not a lot of people know about, but I think it's worth talking about every once in a while. Number three, for almost two decades now, our building has hosted a weekly addiction recovery group that literally saves lives. And here's just a few testimonies from three different people on that. Somebody said, "This church facility," or wrote to us, "this church facility saves many lives." Another person said, "Having hope for my future starts here. I thank you. And then the use of this room keeps people alive, forever grateful." So our facility being here, willing to open its doors, is actually saving lives. Number four, speaking of saving lives, this past year, and actually into this year, from December 27th to January 3rd, which was the coldest and snowiest week of the year, you know, just by divine providence, we were able during that week to open our building as an overnight extreme cold weather shelter, helping the most vulnerable in our community. And with the help of just amazing volunteers from this church, each person daily received a warm supper, a warm bed, needed supplies, breakfast, a to-go lunch, and overall safe and loving space. And the shelter was filled to capacity several of the nights and accessed by young and old, men and women, people you would expect and people you would not expect, with many different stories. And then lastly, number five, our Christmas Family Giving Project annually provides over 125 gifts and approximately over $5,000 worth of items and gift cards for families in need. And here's just two of the responses we got recently. One is, I'll go with my notes. One says, oh, there we go. When the gentleman, the pastor, came to our door with gifts for us, I literally cried. I couldn't believe it. I was so worried about how we were going to get through this season. And then another single mom texted us or wrote to us, "Wow, just wow," after receiving the gifts from the church. And now you've heard, yeah, give praise to God for opening up these doors of opportunity, which is awesome. And now we're considering this new opportunity that addresses food insecurity. And you can pray with us in that if this be the Lord's will, that we would be able to invest the time, the resources, the volunteers in this. So friends, it's a beautiful privilege to be a part of the family of God. This is what gets me out of bed in the morning, these kinds of things. And we can do so much more together than we could ever do apart and on our own. And, you know, I'm mostly okay with, and there needs to be different kind of strands of the church, and mostly okay with kind of the house church movement, or what's called the simple church movement. But I still also believe at the same time in the necessity and importance of also still having kind of more official community churches with physical, visible structures and organizations in the community that people kind of see and know that exist. And I know that part of my calling that God has put on my life is to be involved in that kind of operation. That's just what he's put in my heart. And with life groups, I mean, the truth is you can kind of now have the best of both worlds. You get that organic kind of small group of relationships and care and those sorts of things, while also being able to be a part of a larger body that can make community-wide impact. Because, you know, people need a place to turn when they're in need, and they need to know where they can turn, whether physically or spiritually. When the Spirit is just unexpectedly moving and they don't know where to go. And we've just had some amazing stories of this happening, of people just randomly being drawn to worship services, you know, saying, hey, I've driven past your building, I saw your sign and just felt like it was time to walk in and see what's going on. We just put up recently this, you know, silly kind of insignificant sign down at the Coombs Rodeo Ground just because there was an opportunity to do so. And just within this first month, it's only been there a month, within this first month, already a family has come to the church and said, you know, we saw that sign and we just decided we should really get connected with a church here in the area. Just in 1 month of it being there. So people turn, you know, to the church because they see it as a place of hope. And we can't meet, of course, all the needs, right? But we can do our part. And being in this family means, you know, also that we take care of each other. So I've kind of looked outside a little bit, but also we do a great job of taking care, not perfect, but taking care of each other. The verse here in Galatians says to do good to all, but then it also qualifies especially to those who belong to the family of believers, because we're a family together. So some ways we've helped our own family of believers. Just in a recent brief period, I'm just taking over the last couple months, we helped someone with their medicine expenses because, and as this person articulated, it's getting really hard. Like, it's scary to go to the store right now. You know, I'm seeing things I just recently paid $4 for suddenly paying $6 for, 50% increase, right? And, you know, if I, somebody, you know, reasonably financially stable, am getting a little worried, and then I got to kind of give it to God, of course. But, you know, imagine what some people are going through. And this person said, you know, I just need, it's getting tough, and I just need to get my daily medicine. Is there a way you can kind of just help me through this brief period? And we were able to step in. We helped a family with their urgent plumbing needs and expenses recently that they needed. We covered counseling costs for a family in crisis, and this is something we've actually done a lot of over the years, where we step in and pay half or all of counseling to at least get people started to bring healing to a family or a person. We became aware through someone in our church's connection about a single dad and kid in our school system who were living in a hotel, barely making it, and their current stay was covered by the Red Cross, but it was about to end, and it was a weekend coming up, and so we became aware of this, and we were able to step in as a church and cover a few nights to get them through the weekend, and we gave them a grocery gift card as well, and they communicated back just their expression of gratitude for helping, and that's an ongoing relationship that we're able to have. You know, as I've always said, people should kind of be, in a way, lining up to be a part of Christian community. It should be one of the most appealing things in the world, which is why the early church grew. People shared resources and made sure everything was taken care of. Suddenly, women had a voice when they hadn't previously and considered equal as men. Children were valued and heard, which was not common in the first century. The poor got an equal voice, and people started saying, man, tell me more about what you're doing and why. Who is this Jesus that you follow, and some just said, I'm in, you know, baptize me. Like, I'll learn the rest later, but this is beautiful. I'm in. Where's some water? And if you're in, we'll baptize you next week. If you haven't been baptized, and I mean it, well, we will do it. Well, let me just close with a testimony from a couple who had to move away from our church a while back, but sent this encouraging note to us. They wrote to us, they said, we just wanted to take the time to tell you what an encouragement it has been to be watching from a distance in very cold Alberta. The way your team thinks outside the box to show the love of God to the people in your community. We feel so blessed to have been a part of Oceanside Community Church, if only for a little while. We have watched Oceanside give, love, support, and reach out to the community, God's people. From the Stuck Inside Oceanside Christmas party, to the New Year's blessing service, to take-home snack packs, to the outdoor services, Saturday services, drive-in services, staggered times. It's been amazing as well as a blessing. I pray that the Lord moves mightily in and with Oceanside Community Church and all of the team and people involved in this ministry. So church, I've contended from the very beginning when Hannah and I got here, even before we could see much happening, that God is doing something special in this church, something unique. It's always hard to say that because I'm not comparing it to any other church. I always say, I hope every church feels that way about what God is doing. But I can't hold back from boldly saying God's hand is on this church. There's so much evidence. There's really no other good explanation for our church growing from 40 to 50 people with little to no impact in our community or salvations or baptisms or child dedications to being where we are today with a huge impact in our community. Salvations and baptisms and regular child dedications, which is representative of generational impact. And I don't want to lose the sense of the awe and humble privilege of what it means to be a part of this move of God. And I still feel like we're just getting started on so many levels. I really feel that way. And new people who join our church or visitors who maybe come from out of town, we just hear this over and over and over again, that people articulate this to us without us asking or saying anything. They say, wow, God is doing something special here. You need to know that. You can feel it. They'll say the Spirit of God is at work in this place. But the thing is, you know, we can get used to it when we're around it for a while. As I say, you know, familiarity often breeds unfamiliarity, right? Meaning we can become dull and lose vision of what's happening when we're around it too often or so often. And it's why I love adding new people and new believers, people who aren't very familiar with the Spirit of God, because they remind us of what's happening and what's going on, and they articulate it to us well. And that's part of why I shared the testimony of the couple who moved away, because, you know, we hear that all the time and need to kind of hear that as people kind of move away and sometimes in reflection say, wow, we realize how special it was what God was doing here at Oceanside. So as the band comes up, going back to the text in Galatians 6, that encourages us. Let us not become weary in doing good. Let's not become apathetic. Let's not put it on cruise control. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So friends, you make this all possible. Right? Without our collective generosity and giving and serving and loving and praying, none of this happens. So let's keep pressing in. Let's keep having a long-term vision as we enter this new year and now into February for this local expression of the kingdom of God through the hub of this community church. So let's keep doing good. Let's keep loving, serving, extending kindness, because in doing so, we reflect the really just stubborn goodness of God and kindness of God, what we would call God's even reckless kind of love that would do anything, that would go anywhere for anyone, even us. And so we want to reflect that to our community, that, hey, we will represent God's persistent hearts in continuing to love you. Even when people don't love us back, we continue to love. We continue to be kind. We continue to show God's love. So as we sing this song that's kind of about it for us, I want you also to kind of prophetically sing it out into the community, that we would be able to reflect this kind of love as well. So would you stand with me and let's respond in song and prayer, and then Paul will close us with a benediction before we dismiss.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or download our mobile app for more content. If you're in the area, we hope to see you soon. Until next time, may the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ richly bless you as you live by His Spirit.